Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf kuf hey, and we're continuing to discuss the grois in yonim of kiddush and havdalah and all the various details and halachas. And we're up to the third line from the top of the amud, and the Gemara tells us a story. The story of Rav Chananya Bar Shami, the dritte shira von oim, Gaba, kif hai umet aleph. Rav Chananya Bar Shalmiya, the Talmidei de Rav, havayasvi besudasa. Rav Chananya, with some of the Talmidim of Rav, were sitting together at a seuda. When did this seuda take place? So Rishbam already tells us that this seuda took place on Erev Shabbos, and they were having a longa seuda. Now remember, the beginning of our perek, we had a machloikis where you're allowed to make a seuda on Erev Shabbos, but that machloikis was only from 3 o'clock and on. Machloikis between Rabbi Hida and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Hida says, no, even on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to make a seuda from Samach L'mincha Ulamala. Rabbi Yossi, nishka problem, only Erev Pesach. But Kuli Al-Mamoid, if you started at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, no problem. You're allowed to have a seuda, l'chatchila.
The idea of not having a suda is even a time when it comes to daven.
Anyway, so they are now, Baruch Hashem, having a beautiful suda. It's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Maybe this is a bris mila. Maybe it was a siyam. Maybe it was a bar mitzvah. A sheva bruchas. We don't know. But the maizah, they had a suda on Erev Shabbos. Learning all this. V'koyolayu Rav Hamnuna Saba. Rav Hamnuna Saba was the waiter at this suda. And now they're looking at their watches and they're saying, hey, it's getting later and later and later. It's almost this man. As Umrulay said, they asked the waiter of Amnuna Saba, Zil Chazi im Mikdashayim, please go outside. Now I said, you looked at their watches. In truth, there were no watches in those times. So the way they determined whether it was this man, they looked outside and saw one koichav, two koichavim, three koichavim, that the sun is rising, the sun is setting. So they asked him, go outside, please, and see in Mikdashayim if it's already Fratik Tzanach, if it's already Shabbos. And if so, Nafsik, let's break the Seuda. The nikveh l'shabata, and let's make a new kviyus for Shabbos. So Rishbam explains that when they said nafsik, it means like we had at the beginning of the perek, let's do an akiras hashulchan. What means akiras hashulchan? That's going to be the teret. What means akiras hashulchan? Akiras hashulchan means in the good old days, Rishbam and the Toisis explained at the beginning of the perek, people didn't sit at long tables like we have today. Everybody had their own little tishula, small little table in front of everyone.
And typically, the beds they ate.
They lie down on the beds, that's but right. They ate from a small table in front of them.
No, I'm sure they didn't eat on the bed. But I'm saying, as they were leaning, they had the beds.
Uh-huh.
That was it. It's like breakfast in bed sometimes in hotels.
Mesubin.
That was the normal way of eating.
You're masking. Toisa says in Daf Kifa Midbeis, the Gabe Akiris Hashulchan, how you regil in the Salik, they used to go and remove, when it came benching time, they would remove the tables. Shahayu lahem shulchonois kitanim, they had small tishalach. Shekol echad oichel al shulchonoi, each one eat on his own separate little table. Vayimisalkin malafnei kulam, when it came time for benching, they would remove all of the small tables in front of all the guests. With the exception of the bencher, the person who's going to lead the benching, he kept his, because he had to put down the cost somewhere, right?
He had the bench.
Exactly, 100%. In our case, we all eat together, one large table, ain't nochal salik. We don't, at the end of benching, say, okay, waiter, let's go and pick up the table and get 12 people, pick it all up and take it into the living room. We don't do that. But in the good old days, they used to have small little tishalach. So when they wanted to go and show that we're going to stop the meal, they would go and raise the tables, move them away, and they would start benching at that time. So Rishbam says that that's what's going on over here too. They said to Rav Hamnuna Saba, go outside. If it's already this man, if it's already 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever, it's time to make Kiddush, it's already Shabbos. Nafzik, let's break. Let's take away the tables. Let's go and bench. And after that, Benikvah L'Shabbat, and then we'll go and make Kiddush after the benching. Amalahu, so Rav Hamnuna Saba said, Rabbi Yisai, I'll be happy to go and check. But your idea of removing the tables and having to bench, loy tzrichi, so that is not necessary. Why is it not necessary? Because Shabbata kova nafsha. Shabbos itself is its own kvius. Meaning, the lashon that they used before was nafsik v'nikve eile Shabbata. Let's go and be koveya by making kiddush and say, oh, now it's kiddush. So he says to them, Rabbi Amnuna Saba, Shekoyef, I don't need you to be koveya the kiddush. Because after all, Shabbos is kviya v'kayimi, Shabbos is kodesh without your making the kiddush. It's already a kviyas on its own. And therefore... One second. No, the Gemara doesn't really go into Yontif at this point. But Rishbam says, what was the kavana of Rav Nuna Saba? His kavana was that it's not necessary for you to go and bench. All you have to do is be poiris mapa umekadish, which is also something that we learned at the beginning of the parak a few days ago. What means poiris mapa umekadish? That means that although they're in the middle of the seuda, you don't have to remove the tables, bench, and then make kiddush and bring the tables back. Leave the tables in place. Rather, go and take a nice large cloth, similar in concept to the chaladekel that we have to covering the chalas. Cover over all these tables as if they are no longer present. If it's covered, it's a big cover-up. You don't see the food, you don't see the table, it's all covered over. And you don't have to go on bench now. Make kiddush immediately, because the Shabbos itself is mafsik the seuda. You don't need to remove the shulchan. You don't need to bench. Rather, go and make kiddush. Cover all the food over whilst you're making the kiddush. After kiddush is over, then you remove the covering, and then you'll continue with the seuda like you had until now. That's what Rav Amnuna Saba told his oilem. The Omer Rab, because he's now quoting the name of Rab, Kishem Shabbos Koivas Lemaiser, Kach Shabbos Koivas Lekiddush. What does that mean, like Shabbos Koivas Lemaiser? So Rishbam explains, as we know, whenever a person has new tevua, or new peiros, new crops, you have a chiv of Trumas and Maisers. But when does the chiv and Trumas and Maisers hit? At the time of the Gemar Melacha. Gemar Melacha would mean typically what we call Miruach. Miruach means, for instance, when it's grain, that you've winnowed it, and you've sifted it, and all the rest, and now the chaff is off, and you collect it together in a large heap. And the same thing for the Peiros, when they are prepared, when you're almost ready to eat them, you've processed them, and now they're in a large heap, and you're just waiting for them to ripen. You'll make a brucha, and you'll eat it.
You don't have to bring it in the house.
Isn't correct, Gab is right. Exactly. Besides the Gemar Melacha, you also have to go, and it has to be Roya Pnei Abayis. Gaba Hindim B'tzen Kerecht. Slightly. So now you have to go and make, you have to go and give Trumas and Maisis before you eat. Zokter Pinchas, that's only if you're going to go and eat a B'derach Keva. If you're going to eat B'derach Haroi, which means you're just going to go and chew on it on a snack, as opposed to sitting down and being Koveya Suda, then during the week it's not necessary to give the Trumas and Maisis yet, if you didn't have the Gemar Melacha L'maisim. So the Mefarshim explained that Mina Toira, there is no problem of eating even a Sudas Keva or a Sudas Keva before Nigmra Melacha L'maisim, because it's not fully processed yet. So you could at least theoretically have a full-fledged meal. However, the Rabbanan said we don't want to encourage that type of activity, because then people are going to have big sudais and they won't be goymer sud, they won't be do the gemar melacha, and therefore you're not allowed to be kaveh suda. But even the Rabbanan were makel and said, but if you're just snacking on it, since it wasn't gemar melacha, okay, nishke ferloch, you don't have to give trumas and maisus yet. But that's only during the week. When it comes Shabbos Kodesh, since Shabbos everything is imbued and impressed with a greater degree of sanctity and holiness, even eating a snack is also part of the Vikaros LeShabbos Oynig LeKdosh Hashem B'Chubad, and therefore this Derech Aroi gets magically transformed automatically into a Kvius, because the Shabbos is Kveya, the snack, as if it's a full-fledged Suda. Ah, so just like Shabbos Kvas LeMaiser, same thing with Shabbos Kvas LeKiddush, meaning that you don't have to do an Akiras HaShulchan like you had proposed, removing it and then benching and going and making Kiddush. It's not necessary. All you have to do is leave the Shulchanas the way they are, just go and cover them over with a Poris Mapa, make Kiddush, then you remove it and you'll continue on. Because Shabbos is so special, it itself makes the hefsik. You don't have to go and make the hafsaka of removing the shulchan and of benching. Says the Gemara, this is a chayr. I got to support it. It's over me no. Ki heichad the kavala kiddush, kach kavala abdala. Maybe we should say the same thing not only on Friday evening but also on Matzah Shabbos. Meaning that just like on Friday evening, if you happen to be sitting at an extended seuda, which is now going over the time, and now it's Shabbos, what do you have to do? You got to stop, cover over the food and cover over the tables and make kiddush. Maybe the same thing applies in Matzah Shabbos, that if you have a lang yishal l'shidus, the same thing would apply. You got to stop, cover everything over, make havdalah, and then you could continue. Amr Rav Amram, nein, hachi Amr Rav, lekiddush kivas, v'loy lihavdalah kivas. There's a big difference. Kiddush tak is kiveya, and havdalah is not kiveya. Why is there tak a difference between kiddush and havdalah? Explains Rishbam, because this is the emison Rav Lishitosoi that we had at the beginning of the discussion 2 or 3 days ago, that when it comes Matzah Shabbos, and you have a shaila of the yaknehus, which goes first? Does the Kiddush go first or the Havdalah goes first? So Rav, you remember, said Yakne, that you go and postpone the Havdalah as long as you can. You make the Kiddush. Why? Because we want to extend the Shabbos. We don't want that Shabbos should appear to be a masoi, a burden. We say, Shkoyach Rabbeinu Shalom, that you gave a Shabbos, let's make it longer and longer. Therefore, at Shalosh Shudas, you can continue eating, you can continue singing Zmiris, you can continue going and saying Torah, Uvdis of Tzadikim, and postpone Matzah Shabbos, and ultimately postpone Havdalah for much, much later. And so therefore, although when it comes Friday night Kiddush time, you got to take a break, Poydus Mappa, make Kiddush. When it comes to Matzah Shabbos time, nein, you don't have to stop. Continue eating, continue drinking, continue singing Rabbi Kohn, continue saying Torah, and then you'll finally make Havdalah at the end. Of course, after going to the bench, and you have to go into Dav Marif, but you don't have to go and stop in the middle. Azoyiz Mazbir Rishba. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara. Avada. Well, it depends where you're davening.
Over here,
Baruch Hashem, Givaldik. And we continue on the Hani Mili. Everything that we spoke about until now is le'inyan mifsik to loy mifsakinan. That we're talking about a Matzah Shabbos. Now it's already this mind. Everybody starts getting nervous. They look at the watch. It's already late. Blah, 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 blah. You don't have to be mafsik. You can continue shalashidus. However, if somebody says, you know, I didn't wash yet, I want to start shalashidus now, that's already too late. That's coming finished. You can continue on a pre-existing suda. That's okay. But to go and start a new suda, Matzah Shabbos, without making Abdullah first, Avad nisht. Umifsik nami liyamar. And that we said, that you do not have to be mafsik, but you can continue your seuda, is elabachila. If you talk of a real, full-fledged shalashudis, where in fact people wash and they're eating a meal. Av bishtia. If all they're doing is they're drinking, then loy, then you do have to stop. Even though it's Matzah Shabbos, and we normally have the Svara, you can continue on. That's only by Achila, not by Shtia. Why is Shtia different? Says Rishbam, because the sitting for drinking purposes is not a Dover Choshev. It's just drink. It's not a full-fledged meal. It's not a feast. It's just drinking. Drinking, then you got to stop as soon as it reaches Matzah Shabbos. Havdalah time, you got to stop drinking. You can't continue on. Ushtiya namli amar, and even the gabi shtiya, when did we take this halacha? Ela b'chamra v'shichra. By chamra v'shichra, chamra of course means wine, and shichra means beer. What about those things that don't start drinking chamra v'shichra Matzah Shabbos when it comes this man? However, if you want to drink water, nishkeferlach, you could drink water even zman time on Matzah Shabbos. But it's not so simple. Rav Huna saw that someone was drinking water on Matzah Shabbos pre Havdalah, and he got a little bit upset. He said to him, Le'mistafi marmi askara, aren't you concerned chas v'sholem of getting the terrible disease called askara? Askara is a choking disease that first nebuch cholila b'chas, a person gets into respiratory distress, and ultimately he starts choking and he can no longer breathe. The Tana Mishmei Drabakiva kol hatoyim klum koydim shiyavdil. If chas v'sholem a person starts eating, or in, like our Gemara said, even drinking water before Havdalah, Chas Shalom, Misosai, I'm sorry? We're talking about water over here.
Maya.
He's talking about Maya. He said the person was drinking.
And the cash,
give a kick. Nachamon. Chazu gaber de shasa Maya. He was drinking water. On the lane. Mr. Vimarmi, ask her, aren't you worried about Chazu Shalom? Ask her on your Maya. The Tana Mishmei der Bekiva. Call a toim klum. Anybody who's toim anything. Koyim shiab before Abdullah.
Even water.
Misasa be ask her, Chazu Shalom. The Misa be ask her. Rabban de Revashi, loy kapti Maya. Rabban de Revashi said, this halach of kol a toim klum is only referring to food items or taka chamra v'shichra, but it's not referring to maya, and therefore the word makbid on maya.
What do you drink?
So if you look at the last toises here on the omid, loy kapti amaya, I wasn't with the brayzer the cholatoyim misos biaskara loy mukmi amaya. They're not talking about maya. Now vusep is tafke askara umisosoi biaskara mida kenegin midu. Why? Because this person is Mazbiya Geroinoi. It's already Motzei Shabbos at Abdullah time. And instead of waiting for Abdullah, he is going and satisfying his Geroin, his palate, his food pipe by eating and drinking. Chasa Sholem Yechonik, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu causes that those pipes, unfortunately, shrink and the Chasa Sholem, the person begins to choke. The Askra Mokim Chenek, in Amrina Mishas Chayev Chenek, Ritveh Benar, in Nes Besrunchi, behind of Askra. But the Gemara is saying, this man azeh, when the Bezdin is not empowered to go and give the four Mises Bezdin, so if Chas Hashalom, a person should have gotten Chenek, what happens to him? Ritveh Benar, Chas Hashalom, he drowned, or Chas Hashalom, Nes Besrunchi, which means Askra, which is a form of Chenek, of choking.
Some people are thinking not to wash so late. In Mishmur it says 20 minutes after Shkia.
Okay, so anyway, bottom line is, so we therefore made a distinction between Friday night and Matzah Shabbos, and the Matzah Shabbos itself we made various distinctions between eating, drinking, and what you are drinking. Okay, now the Gemara asks a very interesting shayla. Boyimineh Ravina me Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and this shayla is going to go on to almost the end of the daf on the Amud Beis. It's a short daf anyway, but Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak the following shayla: Mishalay kiddush be'erev Shabbos, maushi kaddish v'hoylech kol yom kulay. For whatever reason, a person didn't make kiddush Friday night. Why didn't he make? He forgot. He overslept. He had no wine. He had no grape juice. Whatever the story was, lamaisa, he didn't make kiddush Friday night.
No, should he?
Yes, Rabbi Cohen. Yes, please explain to us what's the difference.
We don't say there's a difference between shogeg and mezuz.
Avada. So we're doing. Yeah.
So if a person doesn't do it accidentally, so therefore you could say he can make up for it. If the person does deliberately, why should you say that there's a cut?
Let's assume the Gemara is talking on a shoddy situation. Who would be amazing not make Kiddush Friday night? Can you imagine someone shouldn't make Kiddush?
Some people don't daven too.
Chas Yisham. I don't know any people.
So
like
those
that.
People who don't daven at all, they don't ask the shabbos.
They're not here to daven.
Only
anyway,
they ran out of grape juice. And they only have orange juice.
Exactly, they ran out of grape juice. They ran out of wine. They ran out of grape juice. No, the people orange. Are whining. We don't have wine, and therefore they had sour grapes. They had nothing. And Nishkent. Okay, so what's the halacha? Can you make kiddush the next morning? So many of you thinking. Anyway, we make kiddush the next morning. Ah, oh, there's a big difference between the Friday night kiddush and the Shabbos morning kiddush. The Friday night kiddush is a double bracha. And then we continue on, and we end off Shabbos morning. Although we're knowing to say a number of psukim before Shomar, Vizachru, Alkain, etc., but the essence of the Kiddush Shabbos morning is just the bracha. And if you just make a Bayer Priyagofen L'Shem Shabbos, you're already Yoitzah. Even if you didn't say Alkain, if you just go and say Baruch Ata L'Shem Kiddush, you're right, you're already Yoitzah, didn't have Kiddush. Aha, so now the question is, the person didn't make Kiddush Friday night. On Shabbos morning, when he's making Kiddush, maybe he should make Taka the double bracha instead of making the Shabbos morning Kiddush. He should make the Friday night Kiddush. That's the Gemara Shaila. And Nachum. But even Rabbi Nachman Nachman Yisrael Mishalay Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos. He didn't make Kiddush. When it says Be'erev Shabbos, it means like Leil Shabbos. It means the evening. You don't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. You make Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Maushi Kaddish Vayla Kaliyam Kulai. Can you continue making Kiddush tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon? Amalei. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak was poshet. Meri Amri B'nei Rabbi Chiya. Since Rabbi Chiya said, Mishlei Hivdom Matzoi Shabbos. What happens if you didn't make Abdullah on Matzah Shabbos? Ma'avdavahoylech Kala Shabbos Kula. You can continue making Abdullah Now the Lashon of the Gemara is mashma the entire week. However, the Rishbam already tells us, no, don't go until Tuesday night. The Rishbam says, Ad Ravi b'Shabbos until Wednesday. I'm sorry?
The Gemara
is mashma all week. 100% gerecht. And that's the reason why the Rishbam had to immediately cut it off at the pass and tell you, don't think you can go make it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, until Wednesday, Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, through Tuesday. And Mitchum, we're going to learn that tomorrow, tomorrow's Gemara. Yes, David, you have a question. That's a good question. L'choyri, you should not be able to eat before. That's great. L'choyri, you should have to go. But Mitchum, this is going to be tomorrow's Gemara, Daf Kuvav, Kuvav. You see, David, what the Gemara is saying is, what happens if a person on Monday morning, he realized, oy, 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 I forgot to make Kiddush, I'm sorry, I forgot to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. So even though he's eaten, but Lamaisa, he's still got to make Havdalah. So you can continue making Havdalah until Tuesday night. Once it's already past Tuesday night, you lost that mitzvah for that week. Next week you make Havdalah, maybe you should have in mind for both weeks. But Lamaisa, you can only make one Havdalah. Yeah, what's the Barry? Exactly. Once you hit Tuesday night, it's all up. Yes, Rabbi Kohn, we were waiting for you to ask something.
The person forgot to make Havdalah, then he'd be Yitzu,
but we're not making that distinction. You're 100% right. The Iker Havdalah we make is Taka B'Tfilah, but yes, Mavdah B'Tfilah, Tzorch Shiyav the B'Kois, we're going to have that at the end of the
month.
But it's not doing anything.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
But I'm
focused
for us to be
Mavdol. He was at the end of the Daf Mitzvah. We're going to get to that. And the Gemara continues on. Zog the Gemara. So since on Matzah Shabbos, if you didn't make Havdalah, you can continue making Havdalah for the next few days. Hachanami says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Svara is the same thing applies to Shabbos. That means like Kiddush B'Erev Shabbos. Mekadosh B'Hoylech Kola Yom Kuli, you can continue making Kiddush Agant Tog. So this is Rav Nachman Yitzchak's Psak, and the Gemara is going to ask now a series of kashas on the Psak. Eisrei, kasha number one. We learned Leili Shabbos v'Leili Yontif Yesh ben Kedusha alakos v'Yesh ben Haskar v'Birchas Amozain. What this brisa teaches us is that there is a fundamental difference between Friday night and between Shabbos day. What's the fundamental difference? Then Friday night, as well as Yontif night, in other words, Leil Yontif, each one of them has Kedusha alakos, like we have with the double bracha, not only Bei Priya Gofen, but also Mekadosh Shabbos u'Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. And besides that, Bishman Azkar B'Bichas Amazin, Shabbos Ritzei, and of course a Yontif Yalla B'Yovai, as everybody knows. However, Zok the Braiser, Shabbos V'Yontif Day, Ein Bem Kiddush Alakos. And Ishtu, we do make Kiddush Alakos, but we make the just the Bayer Priya Gofen. When the Gemara says Ein Bem Kiddush, it means we don't say Mekadosh Shabbos. We don't say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanin. We just go and say Kiddush in the form of Bayer Priya Gofen. And during the day, for sure not.
In
the morning, we don't say on Kiddush.
Yeah.
No, most of us do not. If you forgot to say it Friday, on Leil Yontif, then you can make it the next day. Maybe. But of course, you're supposed to go and say it. There's even a Maril Diskin. This is a great Sechidish.
If you forgot at night, you can't say during the day.
If you forgot to say Shechyonu at night, you can say it during the day. Not only that, as we know,
usually you would say it on the mitzvah.
You append it to a mitzvah. Yeah, exactly. But that's separate. That's separate. Besides the Yontif, the Shechyonu, on the Yontif, for instance, we make an Arba Minim. First time on Tilis Lulav, you go and say Shechyonu. But you already made Shechyonu the night before. One Shechyonu was on Yontif, on the Sukkah. This is a Yontif, this is on the mitzvah of the Arba Minim. But there's a Maril Diskin that says, as you know, after Shavuos, it's almost a universal minhag that people don't say Tachnun for the next few days. Yeah. Why don't they say Tachnun for the next few days? Because the Shivus Yemei Tashlum, at the time of the base of the Migdash, if a person didn't go and bring his Oilus Riyah Shalmi Chagiga on the first day of Yontif, and remember, there's only one day of Yontif, it wasn't possible for everybody to get their act together and bring their Yom Tovim Dik Karbonis on Yontif, so you still have another 6-7 days after that to go and bring the Karbonis, and that's why we omit the Tachnun. Maril Diskin says that if you forgot to go and say Shechyonu on the first day of Shavuos, you can also continue saying it for the next 6 days afterwards, just like the Tashlumen and Karbonis, if Tashlumen on Shechyonu. Other Poskim disagree, some of them vehemently, but nevertheless, as the Maril Diskin...
It's over already. It's over
this month. Okay, anyway...
So if you make it at night, then you could make it during the day...
The Shechyonu.
On Kiddush.
between break prayer guffin and
no, and yeah, but ask a competent Orthodox rabbi and look at chila. Don't make such mistakes. Say it at night, so you shouldn't have the problem. Anyway, okay. Anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is saying there's a fundamental difference between Friday night and Leil Yontif and the day. Well, what's the nafkamina again? Leil Shabbat Leil Yontif, you drink kedusha lakos, meaning you have the double kiddush, a double bracha. The Yishman Askar Bechasamaz and it's saying Yalav Yovei. Shabbat Leil Yontif itself during the day, a kedusha lakos is only the kiddush of Bayir Prayer Gavin. You don't have Mekadosh Shabbos. The Yishman, however, the Yishman Askar Bechasamaz, you still say it's saying Yalav Yovei. Oh, very good. Okay, so this price is well known to all of us. This halacha, and it's very simple. Says Imar V'Yisal Kedaitach, if according to Yerav Nachman Yitzchak, Mishloi Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, if a person didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, what's the halacha according to you? Mekadosh V'Hoylech Kol Yom Kulai, that you can continue making Kiddush Agantze Tog. Why does the Braisa say that on Shabbos and Yontav day there is no such thing as Kiddush Alakos? You're wrong. See, you do Kiddush Alakos. Mishkachas, look, Shabbos V'Yontav Nam Mishkachas, look, D'yesh Be'Kiddush Alakos, in which case, D'i Loi Kiddush Mi Orta, if you forgot to make Kiddush the night before, if you didn't make Kiddush, Mekadosh L'Mochar. So why does the Braisa say during the day, Mishtuka Kiddush, Lech Yodu Kiddush? Amalei, so said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, give me a break. D'i Loi K'tani, we're not talking about in this Braisa, D'i Loi Kiddush Mi Orta. He said the line before says D'i. If he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make Avada. I agree with you, Avada. Friday night, you didn't make Kiddush, you make Kiddush during the day. But the Braisa is not talking about D.E. if you didn't make. When's the last time a person forgot to make Kiddush Friday night or didn't because he didn't have wine? Didn't have, when's the last time? Once in a lifetime a person doesn't make Kiddush. Maybe never in a lifetime he doesn't make Kiddush Friday night. So this Braisa is not talking about the D.E.s, the B'dievet, the Shasan Chaks. The Braisa is talking about the normal, regular Steiger, the regular Shabbos, where you don't have Kiddush during the day. That is the double Bracha Kiddush only by a Priya Gafin.
Good. Could he make it on bread in the morning?
Okay. Oh, interesting. Shal. That would be the follow-up shal. Okay, Eisvek. Freddy Moyes, yes, I'll have another kash of Nachman by Yitzchak.
Covid yoin. What? You can't do it. The Mara says, what's the Mara leave?
But if Nachman by Yitzchak says that you're allowed to make, not only allowed to, you're supposed to make the Friday night Kiddush during the day on Shabbos, if you didn't make it Friday night. I, from this Braisa, it's mashma that there is no such thing as a double bracha kiddush during the day on Shabbos. That was the kasha. Everything more that the Braisa is only addressing lichat chila. Under normal circumstances, you don't have a double bracha kiddush on Shabbos. But in those once in a lifetime, one in a million circumstances where you didn't have wine or you didn't make kiddush on Friday night, that's the exception to the rule. And the Braisa is not addressing those exceptional, extenuating circumstances. I'm only talking about the normal case. Okay. It's good to have the witness and Sifrin, yeah? So Yimon has now another kasha.
New issue.
New issue. Not a new issue, but a new kasha. And now your kasha.
You wouldn't say via who?
Would you say Vayichulu during the day? Vayichulu is Pesukim anyway. You can say Vayichulu. You can say Vayichulu today. You can say Vayichulu. No, Issa. Okay, Zogdim Oyez Vayitze. Eisve. Kovid Yoim v'Kovid Laila. What about Kovid Yoim? Now the word Kovid Yoim explains Rishbam means that to add to the festiveness of a Shabbos tikkah or a Yontav tikkah meal, you're supposed to go and drink wine even during the meal. And in fact, there are a lot of people that like drinking wine and grape juice during the meal to add a certain Kovid Yoim, the Kovid Laila. You drink more. So we're not talking about now the Kiddush cup at the beginning of the Seuda. We're talking about drinking wine during the Seuda. And what the Braisa is telling us is that if a person has a limited amount of wine, he doesn't have huge wine cellar with 100 barrels of wine, he has a limited amount of wine. And the question is, which should he devote the Seuda wine to? The not the desert or dessert wine, but the meal wine. Which should he go and devote it to, the Friday night Seuda or the Shabbos day Seuda? Kovid yom, kovid laila, kovid yom koidim. Rather, if you have a limited amount of wine, a limited quantity, leave wine for Shabbos day rather than, again, not for Kiddush. He had enough for Kiddush. He had enough for Kiddush for Friday night. He had enough Kiddush for Shabbos day. We're talking about extra wine for during the Seuda. That's called the kovid yom, kovid laila. Kovid yom is odif. Why is kovid yom odif? The Gemara doesn't explain, but the Mefarshim explain because it says by the month that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ichlu hayoim kayoim kodesh l'Hashem hayoim loim simtzu basoda. So it uses the expression hayoim. So you see that the Torah is makbid absan inyan that Shabbos yoim. So therefore, you should rather be mahana the yoim with extra macholim as opposed to Friday night.
That's not just about wine. It's about machul and
mussar. You're right. Because I'm only focusing on wine because the Gemara focuses on wine. But in fact, the bottom right, yes, the Rishbam says megodim, which of course means other mina delicacies as well. Gerecht. Therefore, if you only have a limited supply, leave more delicacies for Shabbos day. And maybe that's the reason why people have a special chulin that they have the whole night that you don't eat on Friday night. Some people are machmed eat Friday night too. But most people eat it only during the day, a special kovid yom. Okay, anyway. So kovid yom, kovid laila, kovid yom koidim. That's more chashuv. The im ein loy ela koisechad. What happens if you have even less wine? You don't have enough wine for the kois of both the Kiddush Friday night and having a kois during the meal on Shabbos day, because you're really short on wine. Oh, then Omer Allah, what you should do is go and say the Kiddush Hayoim. Now, don't get misled. When you see Kiddush Hayoim, everybody starts thinking, well, that means the Kiddush that you make during the day. No, don't say that, Rabbi Yisrael. Look at Rishbam. Rabbi Yisrael immediately cuts you off at the pass. Kiddush Hayoim, Kiddush Halayla. So why is it called Kiddush Hayoim if you're making it Balayla? Because you mekadish the Yoim HaShabbos. You start off Yoim HaShish before you have Ayichula. Yoim HaShish, because that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the point is, Yoim, you're being mekadish the Yoim. That's why it's called Kiddush Hayoim. Says Rishbam, Kiddush Halayla. Shemekadishim is Hayoim, ala koiz Balayla. That goes, says Rishbam, koidim lekobed Yoim, shlo yish to oisavi em tesuda, ali kadish by Balayla, koidim achila. In other words, you have only one cuss left. What should I leave it to? Should I leave it for the kovid yoim of tomorrow, or should I have it for the Kiddush Hayoim for tonight? Do it Kiddush Hayoim tonight, and they should Kiddush Hayoim koidim lekabed yoim as we state in the price. So Frank gets the more on of Nachma Yitzchak. The im Isa, according to you, Rav Nachma Yitzchak, that you said that b'diavad, if you don't make the Kiddush Friday night, you can still do it during the day. The Isa lishbekei ad lemachar lichatchila, leave the kos of yain. Don't drink it Friday night. Say, tonight I'm not drinking. I'm leaving it for tomorrow. Lishbikiyad lamachar. V'levi beitarti. And now he'll be able to mekayim both. He'll both have the Kiddush Hayoim during the day tomorrow. Mit beit brachis. And he'll have the covenant yoim. Oh! Is doch gewaldig. Why does the Braise say use it on Friday night?
Maybe you can't eat Friday night then, right?
So maybe you wouldn't be able to eat. But Lamaisa, the point is, according to you, Halacha, why don't you leave it for tomorrow and be Mekayim both? Amalei chaviva mitzvah b'shait. Even though this eitzah would work, but gewaldig chaviva is to do the mitzvah in its proper time. Where do we see that it's choshev to do a mitzvah in its proper time? So Rishbam brings from an earlier Gemara that we had earlier on in our Mesech. As you'll recall back on Daf Samaches, where the Gemara says over there, what happens about all the karbonos that they brought on Shabbos? Now, there weren't all that many karbonos that they brought on Shabbos. In fact, there were only four of them. You had the Tomisho Shachar, you had the Tomisho Ben Abayim, and they had the two Kvasim for Musaf. So you had four karbonos altogether that they brought that day. Now, we know that on any day of the week, although the main avoidos of karbonis have to be done during the day, the hekter chalovim ve'evarim, meaning put the aymerin on the mizbeach, it's kosher kol alayla. In fact, where is that brought in Chazal? The first Mishnah Masechtas Brachos, that hekter chalovim ve'evarim, Rabbi Kohn, this is very important for you, because the mansion, the mizbeach will be rebuilt today or tomorrow. Tomorrow is a problem, because it's Arvi Shabbosas, but today it can still happen. So remember, tonight you could be busy with hekter chalovim ve'evarim. Anyway, but that's throughout the week. So you would think Shabbos, you want to do the minimum amount of malacha possible. Let's put the emirin on Matzah Shabbos. Hektah chalav mevar. Nein, you do it on Shabbos itself. Why? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You have the emirin ready. Don't wait till Matzah Shabbos. You put them on now on the mizbeach on Shabbos. The same thing as Friday night. You have a kos in hand. What, you want to wait until tomorrow? Are you nuts? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You got to do it now. Azei enver nach meyitzvah. Frank Timara. So now we're asking already kasha number 3 under Nachma Yitzchak from the following braisa. Do you say chaviv mitzvah shatz? What tanya? I have another braisa which we learned already a couple of days ago. Ha nichlas lebeisim motzei Shabbos. A person is coming home on motzei Shabbos. As we'll see in the Gemara a little bit later, it means he yadavin marav at home, and in Bismedish, or Beis Knesses, he went in Dav marav, and in marav he said the atachon antonu, and he made avdola, so yeah, fine. And now he comes home to go and make avdola. So how do you make avdola? Mevorach alayayin, b'alamor, v'alapsamim, v'yachach oim Amar Abdullah al Hakois. He makes the Bar Pri Gofen 1 second, Valamor makes Bar Marah, and then Bar Minibisamim, and then he makes Abdullah. And of course, everybody's saying to himself, hey, that's not the way we do it. We do the Bisam before the Mar, that's what Rabbi Kohen was going to be 100%. So you remember the Gemara said that this, in fact, was a machloikid between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda as to what the machloikid between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everybody remembers from a few days ago. Lamaisa, we don't fear Zach like that because we hold like Beis Hillel according to Reb Yehuda.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was a machloikid.
It's not relevant for this discussion.
Well, it's relevant because we have to understand people shouldn't get all. You should have seen Rabbi Cohen was so upset when he saw this more in Psalm. So we don't want it to be upset against the talk.
Somebody really will do it like this.
Exactly.
I'll do the more first.
Anyway, so again, right. So what's the halacha? That's the normal havdol. Okay, that's good. What happens, however, if he only has one cause? Only one cause. So make up Abdullah. What's the problem? Because he wants to also use a koishul bracha. And our Gemara is telling us the chashivas of a koishul bracha. And either, now it's a machloikas hamaforishim, what the tzir of the Gemara is talking about. Is it talking about that he's still in the middle of shalashudas, and he wants to continue shalashudas for another hour or two, and then he's going to bench, and he's going to need a kos, but he needs a kos for Abdullah? But that's not mashma in the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Tam.
Because this is a base.
Exactly. It's mashma that he finished the shalashidis at home, in shul, and they dab marv in shul, and now he's coming home, and he's going to eventually have mlava malka, and he's going to wash later on. Aha. So question is, what should he do? Should he make Abdullah now, and then he won't have a cost later for koishu brocha for mot shabbos from mlava malka? Or should he rather wash from mlava malka, eat mlava malka, and then bench, and on that same cause, he's going to combine the two. Now I know David and others are already looking and asking, how can you go and eat before Abdullah? We just said you're not allowed to. So he says that and Daf Kuf Beis already asked this kasha. Nenichal Achara Mozain, Hikshar of Nissen, Eich Yoichal Kaidim Abdullah, Hamrin Lakaman Asal Adam Shia time, and Chas Shalom, you'll get Chas Shalom Asker like we learned in the Yom Aleph. So Chas Shalom, therefore Toy says at the end, Yeshloimer Devadi Bechinam, Ein Loilechal Kaidim Abdullah. For naught, you're not allowed to. So it shows you this Gemara is machshiv the inyan of koisha bracha so much that if you only have one kos, you're allowed to eat without making avdallah, and then when you're going to bench, you use that kos. Now, what are you going to do with the kos at that time? So go back to the braisa. Wait until after benching, in other words, use it for koisha bracha. In other words, make a Bayer Priya Gofen, and you'll make all the other brachais of the Havdalah. In other words, after this Bayer Priya Gofen, you'll, what's the expression in English? You kill two birds with one stone. You'll use it both for kosher bracha purposes, and that Bayer Priya Gofen will also be for the Havdalah purposes, because you start off Havdalah, always Bayer Priya Gofen, and then after that you'll make the Mo'ar and the Psalmim, and you make Havdalah, and you'll be able to drink it. Amachai. Freiti Gemara. According to you, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you said chaviv mitzvah mishata. So as soon as you come home, you should go and say malam malka here, malam malka here. But I need it right now. Just like on Friday night, I don't say leave the kos for tomorrow morning, and then you'll have both the kavod yom kiddush you are making Friday night. So you should have to make Abdullah immediately as soon as you come home from shul. Don't wait until after malam malka. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers in a very, very unusual way. Amalei. Ano loy hakima ano, v'loy chayzo ano, v'loy yichido ano, el gemarne besadrona ano. Ich bin nicht der größte Chochem. Ich bin nicht der größte Chayze. Chayze normally means either a Novi or a stargazer. Both are visionaries. Zeshein. Both the Rishbam and Rashi for some reason say v'loy chayzo ano magid. Ich bin nicht kamagid. Okay. A speaker? Oh, I'm not the speaker of the house. I'm not the only person in the generation. I'm nothing special. I'm not a choshev individual. Says Rishbam and Rashi. Gemarna no kach shemati b'shiva. So b'kalend by unz nishiva. So my rebbe me oz kalend. V'sadrona no. I'm a sad of the shmuis from my rebbe. So I'm kalend. So therefore, v'sam the migalend. V'chein morim bebei medrasha kavasi. And that's how they paskin in b'smedish light. Me, what are they paskin? Shanilon bein iyula yama lafuki yama. You're trying to bring a raya from Friday night to Matzah Shabbos, and you say just like you say that on Friday night chaviv mitzvah shata, make kiddush Friday night, and don't make and don't wait until the next day. So you thought that maybe the same thing is also make havdol immediately, chavi mitzvah shat as soon as you come home, then nishta zoi. You show the chavivis for Shabbos Kodesh. That's why Friday night you have a shaila by pushing off the kiddush until the next day. Chulila, make kiddush Friday night. You show to a kiddush baruch hu how much I love Shabbos. Shabbos chazoy tayer. Shabbos zoy kodesh. Shabbos so great, so wonderful. Masheinkein afuki yoima. You're talking about motzei Shabbos. Meing avdala miachinla. You push off the afuki yoima, the havdala. Why do you push it off? Ki hechdala the havelan ketuna. It shouldn't look like a masui. It shouldn't look like a mas. Ah. So bottom line is, what the Gemara is saying is that on Motzei Shabbos we postpone the Havdalah. Because if you
to do it immediately.
Even though there is an inyan generally of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, but since the inyan of Havdalah is that you're saying Shabbos is over, this inyan of saying farewell to Shabbos as late as possible, so it shouldn't look like a masoi, trumps, this supersedes the general rule of Chaviva Mitzvah Shata, and therefore you push it off and you make the Havdalah after Malava Malka.
But it's maybe Malava Malka, which is a post Shabbos meal. So how can you have a post Shabbos meal if you're still observing Shabbos and having not made Havdalah?
He doesn't have to call him Malava Malka, he could still sing the Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos.
Hold on, how many benches does he say Ritzei? It's already after
Havad Anish. But the point is, he's not doing Malava yet, and he's continuing going and continuing the Shabbos. Yes.
Even if it is chol, but he doesn't want to like the masu. In other words, he still wants to keep something of Shabbos. Doesn't obviously mean he keeps Shabbos.
Exactly. As I've been Alech Sinja with the Madrashim.
Some schools like have an early minyan for my.
No. I never heard of something like that. Kanizai. Anyway,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's said every Friday night.
Only those people that say it. So now, getting back to our Gemara, the interesting zach is, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak gave a beautiful teretz, and he said, Chaviv Mitzvah Shatz taka grois zach, but the inyan of having Shabbos appear to be a masoi supersedes it. So it's very interesting, what's the lotion of Rav Nachman Yitzchak? And the loy chakima ano, v'loy chayzo ano, v'loy yechida ano, geman v'sedro ano. It's a very, very, very strange lotion. Very strange lotion.
Very humble.
Yeah, that too. The Or Sameach is Remeir Shimcha. Those ain't if an item, right?
By the way, he's a Gewaltige Dayan. He's really putting himself
out.
He was the
Shaila, whether the Rav Nachman, who was the Edom of the Rish Kalusa, was Rav Nachman Yitzchak or Stam Rav Nachman. There are a couple of choices in about that. Whether there were two Rav Nachmans, three Rav Nachmans. Okay, but that's a separate bit. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, yes. Remeir Shimcha Dvinz. Your grandfather was Dvinz. What's up there? So if you remember a few days ago, we waxed at some length because Rishbam went into the details, the minutia of the various Mandi Omrim as to Motzei Shabbos. I'm sorry, if it's Motzei Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov, right, then when you go make the Yaknehus, you make the Yaknehus, which order? So we had Rab, and we had started off with Rab, and then we had Shmuel, and we had Rab, and we had Levi, and we had Rabban, and we had Ravna, and we had Rabbi Shubba Hananya, all of these wonderful mandiyamas. Now you remember when we explained it at that time, or at least the way Rishbam explained it, that the major difference of opinion was, what's better? Is it better to make the Kiddush first, or is it better to make the Havdalah first? It was Rav Yeshua Bar Hananya's opinion, and then the Gemara brought this beautiful Moshel LeMelech Sheyoyt V'Afarchus Nichnas. First Malavidus HaMelech Be'achach Yoyt Likras HaFarchus. What are you supposed to do? You're first supposed to make Havdalah. Why are you supposed to make Havdalah? Because Shabbos is leaving. Shabbos is the king, and therefore you want to be Malavid the Melech. The Melech is leaving the town, the governor is about to arrive, and you say, Governor, you gotta wait, because you're only second fiddle. We first have to do the major, we gotta go with the king. And therefore you make Havdalah first to say goodbye, farewell to the king, and after the tearful farewell from Shabbos Kodesh, after Havdalah, now we can start making Kiddush on wine, Lekuvit Yontif. Aha, that was the view of Rav Shubha Hananya, and that was the view of Shmuel. Rav, however, respectfully disagreed. Rav said, no, you should make Kiddush first, and Havdalah later. Why? Said Rishbam, Shalali Hevi Olav Kimasui. It shouldn't look like, Shabbos is over, it's already 8:01, Shnell, let's go make Abdullah. No, you want to leave off the Abdullah as long as possible. First go and make Kiddush, and the Kiddush itself takes a while, Matalanga Kiddush, Matashaina Nigin, and then you have Abdullah, and finally make Abdullah all the way at the end, you try to extend it as long as possible. So therefore, this halacha now that Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak has paskined that when you have a situation of one cuss of wine on Matzah Shabbos, don't make Havdalah immediately, but leave it for later so it shouldn't look like a masui. He's paskening like Rav, not like Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, no, the Abdullah goes first. You got to say goodbye to the Melech, Abdullah, Abdullah. Ah, it was a six-way machloikis. We had Rav, we had Shmuel, we had Rabba, we had Levi, we had Rabbanan, we had Rabbi Shua bar Hananya. Among the six, three of them, that was Shmuel, and that was Rabba, and that was Rabbi Shua bar Hananya, said we have to do Abdullah first. The other three, which was Rav, and which was Levi, and Rabbanan, all said you make Kiddush first. Aha. So now we asked Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, how do we paskin among these six? Zot, yes, I'm quoting now from the Or Samech. I'm in the don't be nervous. The Zeus when he said Loichakima, that's referring to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Because in the Gemara in Bechoyrus, it says Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said to the Sabi de Bei Atuna, the famous Gemara, Chakima de Yudoyana, I'm the Chacham of the Yidin that I'm coming here to have a polemic with you with the Sabi de Bei Atuna. So therefore, the Chakima, that's referring to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Veloichayzo Ano is referring to Shmuel. Because it says about Shmuel, the famous Gemara, Nehirin li shvila derekia kishvila denado. And the Medrash brings in Parshat Netzavim that Shmuel was astrologian ano. Astrologian means he was an astrologist. So therefore he was a choiza. I am not Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Ich ben nish Shmuel. And the lo yichido ano ze Rabba bar Nachmeni. The iu amar mesechtes ba metzi and daf peivav yochid ani benegoyim beaholois. I'm a specialist when it comes to ein zot ich benish kayochid ich benish rabba. Ella, who am I? Says now Rav Nachman Yitzchak. I'm gamrona v'sadrona. Gamrona zel Levi, because the Gemara Mesechta Sanhedrin says and daf yud zayin in that long list of all of the euphemistic terms in the Gemara. Exactly. So it says lemeidim lefnei chachamim. That's Levi. Oh, he's the gamrona. He was the lemeidim lefnei chacham. Who's the sadrona? Sadrona is Rav, because the Gemara says Mesechta Shulam daf kuf lamed zayin man reish sidra bebavel. Who is the Rosh Hashiva, the Sidra? Abba Aricha. Abba Aricha means Rav. And so therefore, Rav is called the Sidra, the Sadrana. The Kachmoyim B'mei Medrasha Kavasi, that's the Rabbanan. So therefore, when Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak said, I am not the Chakima, he's saying, I'm not Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. I'm not the Choiz, I'm not Shmuel. I'm not Yechidah, I'm not Rabba Babachana. Or what was the third
Rabbi
one?
Rabbi Banachmeni.
I'm sorry, Rabbi Banachmeni. Because these three are called in those various Gemaras, the Chochem, the Choyze, and the Yochid. Who do I hold like? I'm like the Gamran of the Sadrana. I hold like Levi and like Rav. The Chaymoyim of Medrash Kavasi is Or Sameach Ramei Shimcha. I hold like that. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Don't
skip out. Keinir Lefarish Hamlitza Hatzacha. Actually, Matsanu Kamoya Bishas. We never found such a chid in Shas.
How do you find it?
I find it. and we continue on.
Wait, this is in what and where do you find it?
It's in the Or Sameach on the Rambam in Hilchish in Hilchish Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay, now everybody will think, oh, Redder knows
this.
The art scroll says, I am Or Sameach. He doesn't bring the Pshat, but he says, I am Or Sameach. Anyway, isn't it beautiful? And continue on. Zogti Gemara Yetz Vaiter.
Mitzvah Kaviv is Shaita and Mitzvah Matin is Reza Matin with Mitzvah.
What's the difference between the two? That's a good question. In other words, what's you have to think about that. That's food for thought. And Khadija Limar, from this halacha, which we just learned now in this brisa, that what? That you go and make the, you only have one kuss, use it for kosher bracha, and after the kosher bracha, you mishalshil the havdola after it. You learn from this eight separate halachas. What are the eight? They're all very simple. Shma mina miyam masnisen, tami. Shema mina, number one, Amavdo betfilah Tershi Avdol Akos. As we said before, the person was returning now from Shul. In Shul, presumably, he said Atachon Emtonu in Shmones, right? So even though this is what Rabbi Cohen brought up so beautifully about a half an hour ago, you're always so ahead of us, Rabbi Cohen, that you make Avdol Atachon Emtonu, and after that you make Avdol Akos. That's halacha number one. Ushma mina bracha to unakos. Lichat chila the kosher bracha nuchem benchin. You should have a kos. You shouldn't just say rabbi say. You should have a kos. Ushma mina kosher bracha tzorach shir. It has to have a shir of the chalupachos of Rabbis. Because if it didn't have a shir, then you'd all split it in half. Use half Abdullah and use half for benching. Oh, it's the chashir. Ushma mina hamavorech tzorach shiyitayim. Then when a person makes a bracha, Right? All of these things where it says Havdalah that you make ala kos, and it's not pshat that you just go and do a ceremony, you make a bayir priya gofen, and then you move on. You have to also be tayim, you have to go and drink from it. Because if you hold that all you have to do is make the bracha, you don't have to be tayim, so what's the problem?
You reuse it.
You can only use the same kos twice or three times or whatever. In other words, both by benching as well as by Havdalah, make the bayir priya gofen, but just don't drink. And then go and in fact, when you have
by the
9 days, you go and give it to Atinik if you don't have etc.
Okay. Here we do it every Matzah Shabbos. They don't drink on the Kaisha Bracha. They leave it for Abdullah.
You leave it.
But that's because you're not allowed to.
That's a separate story. Yeah, okay. Ushmami. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Why don't you use the Lashon Tayim? Why don't you say to drink?
Yeah, that's
supposed to drink a shir.
By Allah Grace Rebbe, when they say they're going to eat, they say, Egeit no Toyim Zan. And when he's going to sleep, I get no name in a drimmel. You know, it's passage that person eats and drinks. You get to him, it's a very nice idol for
supposed to drink.
Ushvamina, what do I see from this? To amoy pogmoy. Then, in fact, if you're going to say, okay, fine. So I made Abdullah, I'll just go and drink a little drop. No good, because then you poig him the wine and you won't be able to reuse it later on for benching. So therefore you can't be tired. Therefore you can only use one cup. Ushmamina, tam mavdil. What is this tam mavdil? So we haven't had addressed this yet. This is going to be in tomorrow's Gemara. And the Gemara is going to say that if you ate on Matzah Shabbos and you didn't make Havdalah yet, and then you remember, I didn't make Havdalah, we tell the person you cannot make Havdalah until the next day. It's going to be a machloikis, you'll see on Kuf Vav Amid Beis. A person that didn't make Havdalah and he ate, presumably he forgot, and then afterwards he remembers at 12 o'clock at night he was putting on his pajamas, hey, I didn't make Havdalah tonight, should he make Havdalah tonight? No, we're telling him you make Havdalah tomorrow. The Gemara doesn't tell us why, but it seems that the reason is that Ashtikl Knas, we want to teach the guy a lesson. Oh, you think you can just push it off and make it later on, huh? But he didn't make Havdalah tonight.
Is that Malav Malka?
What he ate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, but the Malav Malka should succeed the Havdalah and not precede the Havdalah. And this person, intentionally or unintentionally, in error, whatever, ate Malav Malka. It's wonderful, and Malav Malka, he sang Zmiris, and he said Torah, wonderful, but he should have had Havdalah first. If he remembers now to do Havdalah later, so there's a Mandiyama tomorrow that's going to say, make Havdalah tomorrow, don't make Havdalah tonight. From this Gemara, we see Shema Minah Tam. Look at the last Rashbam.
What about Malav Malka?
He ate already. We're talking about he ate already. Look at the last two lines of Rishbam on the bottom.
Before Havdalah. But you're saying something else.
One second. Well, let's flip to Rishbam. We'll address your question. Last two lines. Shema mida tamav. Afal pisha ochal. Even though he already ate. Mavdil now. Don't wait until tomorrow morning before breakfast to go and make Havdalah then. Come on, Tom, ain't a Mavdil. Because in fact, we're going to have such a Mandiyomar tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow, not afternoon, but on the Omid Beis, that's going to say, Tom, if you ate on Matzah Shabbos. Mark doesn't address whether it did him amazing. Presumably it was an oinus or a shaggy. He forgot, he didn't realize, blah, blah, blah. And he ate Malav Malka, three courses, five course meal. He did it. Now after benching, he says, hey, I didn't make Havdalah yet. What should you do? So according to Mandiyama that we're learning now, to Amav, make Havdalah now. Matashav, make Havdalah. According to one Mandiyama, tomorrow is going to say, no, you have to wait until tomorrow morning. You come home from davening, you're ready to eat breakfast, now make Havdalah. So if we see from this braisa, that even though he was toem, he ate the whole Malav Malka, we tell him, now make the Havdalah after benching, your Mishalshul after the Koishubra. Ushmamin, another thing we learned. Shmamina Oimer base Kedushas al Kois Echad, that you can go and combine two Kedushas on one Kos. Because as you remember with Gemara, asked before, don't you have a problem of chavilois? You can't keep on bundling up more and more mitzvahs on one thing, on one cause. And over here too, you shouldn't lechat chila. Then you're allowed to go and do base kedushas. Base kedushas means you use it for the benching, then you mishalshel the havdalah achrav, and you use both. Ushmamina, another thing that we see that this braisa is, and this is what Rabbi Cohen got so excited about a few minutes ago, by the fact that it says ma'ar first, and b'samim later, that it's b'shamehi b'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Beis Hillel, you wouldn't be doing the ma'ar before b'samim, you'd be doing b'samim before the ma'ar. Just another three, four lines. Ravashi Omar. Tomai, Pogmai, the Koisho Bracha, Tarachshir, Chodem Milzehi. We said until now that we had eight limud, eight halachas that we learned, right? We enumerated eight. He said, two of the eight are really one. Tomu Pogmai, the Koisho Bracha, they're really two sides of the same coin. that what? That koyish bracha tzorach shiur is one side that you have to have a gam to shiur. And to amabogma, if you drank a little bit, you're poigim, and therefore now you won't have the full shiur. Chodemilta, this is really one inyan. My time to amabogma, you know why? If a person is toyim, he's poigim it. Mishum the koyish bracha tzorach shiur, and by drinking part of it, you are losing the shiur. It's mashu from this gemara that is an exact shiur, and after all, he only has one kois. The nafkamina would be what happens if he has one and a half shiurim. In other words, he doesn't have a revius. He has one and a half revius. You can't split down the middle because you need a revius for each one. But what happens if he drank a little bit? The chayyim wouldn't have a problem with shiur. He has a shiur. So you have to say, like the Imar started off originally, the em ainlo ela koisachet has the exact shear of a revius, therefore toma pagma, he no longer has a shear. And that's why he says it's hainu hach, one and the same.
No, because we have a full cost.
So many, till turn around. Just to finish off three more lines. Yeah. Rebianka bar idi, kopit achatzpa pegima. Rav Idi bar shisha, kopit achasa pegima. My bravashi, kopit afil achavita pegimasa. In other words, this din of pegam, how far reaching is it? So if I have exactly a revius, and I drink a little bit, everybody agrees I'm poigim, and I cannot use it now for Kiddush, for Abdullah, for Kosher Broch, etc. Aha. Okay, but what happens if I drank a little bit from the barrel? What happens if I drank from a ganze barrel? Now, we don't mean, of course, that you took off with a ladle or with a cup. That, of course, you're allowed to do that. But if a person drinks from the chubby, says, why would a person do that? I don't know why.
He didn't have a cup.
He didn't have a cup. So he went to the barrel, and he turned it over towards him, and he started drinking from it. Yeah. According to Sermon Yom HaFilachavita, even again to Chavius, he's poigim, and you wouldn't be able to use it again for Kiddush, or for Avdolah, Kosher Bracha, etc.